From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Over the last couple of weeks, at least 1,000 Mexican soldiers and federal police have moved into towns along the U.S. border. It's part of a high-profile crackdown on organized crime dubbed Safe Mexico by President Vicente Fox. The aim is to put a stop to the kidnappings and murders that have left hundreds dead in towns from Nuevo Laredo to Tijuana. From member station KPBS, Amy Isaacson reports.
10 heavily armed officers flank the toll road that leads into Tijuana from the Baja Peninsula. One with an automatic machine gun slung across his chest waves a red flag to slow the flow of traffic. At the checkpoint, four officers relax under a white cabana and eat shrimp cocktails, while two more keep an eye on the crawl of traffic and occasionally pull someone over. The officer orders the middle-aged man out of his SUV and starts digging in the middle console and around the seats. The officer pulls something wrapped in a white plastic bag out from under the driver's side. It's a small plastic takeout container packed with white powder. The agent and the driver look at each other and back at the powder. The driver claims it's flea powder. The officer hands it back and tells the driver he's free to go.
Okay.
The driver, Gustavo Banda, says he travels this route every day to and from his job as a technician at a Tijuana university. But this is the first time he's been stopped. He says he doesn't mind the inconvenience. It doesn't bother him given how insecure Tijuana is. Manuel Diaz-Lerma is in charge of Operation Safe Mexico's coalition of local, state, and federal forces here. He's the Secretary of Public Security in Baja California.
Agents are carrying out a series of operations, searching houses, nightclubs, and cars. And they set up checkpoints on the main roads in and out of the city to check vehicles for guns and drugs, and to make sure none are stolen.
Diaz-Lerma says so far, forces have detained more than 580 people in Baja California for a range of crimes. The operation has also swept up drugs, stolen cars, and money. But Victor Clark, who has studied organized crime and law enforcement in Tijuana for the last 15 years, says the results are inconsequential.
All I've seen is the police and military putting on a big show at the entrances and exits to the city and in various neighborhoods.
When President Fox was elected 5 years ago, he promised to wage war on drugs, quote, without mercy. Since then, he's scored hits on some of the country's most infamous narco-trafficking organizations, including the Tijuana-based Arellano Felix cartel. Clark says that's loosened the Arellano's hold on the city, but cartels from neighboring states have pounced on the weakness, making for some of the worst violence in Tijuana's history. Some 200 people have been killed this year. Clashes between rival drug gangs have spun out of control further east, along the Texas border in Nuevo Laredo. There, the violence has left 65 people dead, including the city's last two police chiefs and many Americans. Kidnappings during broad daylight and the discovery of tortured, beaten, and burned bodies have become so commonplace in many border cities. Victor Clark says the violence has even invaded Tijuana's vernacular.
Entapiados is short for someone who's been tortured to death and had his head wrapped in duct tape. Encobijados means a cadaver wrapped in a blanket and dumped. Encajueliado means a body left to rot in the trunk of a car.
Across town, reporter Dora Elena Cortez drinks a lemonade at a cafe before a meeting. She grew up in Tijuana and has been covering the city for various news agencies for the last 25 years. Cortez has watched crime ebb and flow. She says the number of executions has gone down slightly during the last month, but not because of Operation Safe Mexico, but because police have been warned they'll lose their jobs if more cadavers show up. But just as Cortez finishes her thought, her cell phone rings with news of a double kidnapping at a shopping center just a few blocks from the restaurant. Cortez says she gets these phone calls daily, and Operation Safe Mexico hasn't put a dent in the number.
I think the operation is motivated by two things. First, to look good for the United States, to say, look at us, we're cracking down on organized crime. Second, It's for President Fox's party to look good within Mexico in preparation for next year's presidential elections.
Even Public Security Chief Manuel Diaz Lerma admits the operation isn't much more than what local officers do every day. He appreciates the extra federal help, but when asked why federal forces have come now, Diaz Lerma laughs and says that's a question for President Fox. He sent them. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.